now? Hello.
Collective Minds Radio.
Discussion. Cage man.
Nah, we just barely. We just building, it's just a
stand on your swerve, we on the curve, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's owning or a new point, calling with your view point, prepared to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, words to the mothers, but the queens and the kings, we gon' get into some things. We been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like collective mind.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Welcome. This your boy, Brother Care. We got an impromptu show.
Mufasa Ra. Why'd you start? Let's jump right into this conversation.
Okay, right, but we got to set it up, right? We got to set it up. Last show, we kind of went over. We was talking about, is white supremacy dead, dying, or alive and well? And we went over the time. So this is part two of that conversation. This Brother Kev, Mufasa Ra, Rigel Starr going to be the referee, and we're going to have a conversation. That's why I want to say before we start, just a disclaimer that, you know, for me, this is not about right or wrong. It's not about proving each other. What we're doing is trying to find the truth. You dig what I'm saying? So it's a conversation. I'm still learning at the time. You know, the conclusion that I have come to about the system of white supremacy could be incorrect. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm just basing mine on evidence. So it's not about proving each other who's right or wrong. It's just let's build and see what's up. Because you can share some stuff with me where I could change my mind. You know what I'm saying? We got to be humble enough to be like, okay, I see it differently now. You know what I'm saying? Or I may have misspoke before. Whatever the case may be, we just got to be humble enough to, you know, be able to receive new information that may contradict what we previously thought. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be looking, that's the type of information I'll be looking for. But I just wanted to put that out. So it's a dialogue between me and my brother Mufasa about his white supremacy, dead, dying,
are you still there?
Alive and well. So, how you want to kick it out? Now, I do want to say this.
I want to finish what we was just talking about. Before we went on air, y'all, we was having a good build about blackness, so to speak. And what we left off was Brother Kev said, ask me the question, who told me I was black? Which stumped me. I'm like, what are you saying? Who told me I'm black? Where are you going with this? So we said, all right, let's turn on the voice recorder. And I want to go on this ride with my brother and see where he's taking me with this. Who told me I was black? So, you ask me the question, I'm going to give you my answer. Society told me I was black.
Got you. Okay.
That's it in a nutshell.
Right, in a nutshell. Okay. Now, that's good. So, who run society? Who has the power in society?
Who has the power? The people.
The people have the power. And
that's right.
Okay, the people. So the people came up with these classifications? The people?
The people came up with those classifications. The people of the society have leaders, and those leaders, however many years it was ago, came up with these terms, black, white, this and that. We're just dealing with the black and white. We're just dealing with America. We're talking about races, classifications all across the world. Where are we going with this?
Either or. I say it's worldwide, but for the sake of this conversation, we can stick to America, because that's another thing I'm going to get to later. But
are we going to stick with just black and white?
It don't matter, because they all classification, so it don't matter. We can stick to the classifications that we know of today. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's
well,
the,
you tell me.
But I'm talking
you
about
told us
black.
We black.
Yeah, exactly. At this point, I'm talking about black.
Who told us we black?
I say the white supremacists. And
right.
Yeah, that's what I say. I say they came up with the classification that they wanted to label us as. Because let me ask you this. Now, have you ever seen a white person the color of white notebook paper? Have you ever seen a person that white, color of a white T-shirt? If they put on a white T-shirt, it'll look like it's their skin.
Nah, pretty close, but not that white.
There you go. Now, are most quote-unquote black people black, like the color black, like some black tennis, or are they brown?
All shades. We got some brown, we got some straight jet black.
There you go. There you go. But everybody's not black. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the point is we have these classifications for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So then at least, so now that's my first proof of white supremacy, which that is they came up with these classifications for a reason. You
now,
know,
when did they come up with those classifications, though? When did they come up with
right.
this? What year
there
we talking?
There you go. There you go. We talking about the 1700s. We talking about the late 1700s. So that would be like 1680, you know, between the mid-1600s when white and black came into play. Like it's always been, it's always been like prolonging the, it's always been white versus black or dark versus light. Or light versus dark, I'm sorry. That's always been the case, but as far as white and black, that was established in America around that time, around the late 1700s, from my research. Because they started labeling other indentured servants white and gave them certain privileges, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So that's why I say the white supremacists came up with that term for a specific reason.
Okay.
Now, that's my first example of we're under a system of racism, white supremacy. You know what I mean?
Because they made classifications in the 1700s.
Right.
They still let you know that they still running stuff in 2018.
Right.
And I'm assuming you're saying because we haven't changed those classifications. If we was to change the classifications, that would be a sign that we ain't under that white supremacist rule no more. Is that what you're saying?
Not exactly. What I'm saying is they came up with these classifications for a reason.
Back in the 1700s.
Correct. In order to easily subjugate a certain portion of the population, basically the darker people. They came
back
up
in
with
the 1700s.
Right.
When white supremacy was ruling.
Right, but it's still ruling today because we still go by those classifications.
Ah, okay.
That's why I go back to who told you was black. Same person that told me, you know, same person that told Roger and so on and so forth. So they came up with these classifications. So no matter what, we call ourselves Moors, Hebrews, Muslims, Christians.
Right.
Well, under the system of white supremacy, you black.
They can say whatever they want to say, but we saw a video where clearly a black girl said that she's Caucasian. She's white, and she stood on that. No white supremacist came out the blue and slapped her and beat her and forced her to say she's black and call her Toby. Tell me your name, Toby. She made a clear distinction and a choice that she's Caucasian, and she stood on it. And she argued that in front of white folks, black folks, all on national TV. And nobody came out nowhere with whips and whipped her and said, "You are black." So she was allowed to say she is what she wanted. She could believe what she want to believe. She don't go by the label of black, even though look at her and we using the old terms of, yeah, you black. But she broke through the glass and say, "I'm not black." Just like with the white lady who was head of working with the NAACP, who told the world that she was not white. She's black. But Negro said, "No, you're white. Stay in your lane." She's like, "I'm not white. I choose to be black. That's who I am." But black people didn't respect her choice and said, "No, you're white." But no white people came out of nowhere and beat her and slapped her around and said, "Woman, you're white." That's why white supremacy is dead, because in 2018, you can say what you want to. You can be what you want to be. Men can be women. Women can be men. You have the choice to do what you want to do in America. It's up to you. If I sit here right now and say I'm a Chinese man, nobody's going to beat me upside my head and force me to say, "No, you're not Chinese." So to me, white supremacy is weak and dead, because it ain't going to jump out of nowhere and say, "Yes, you are black," and beat me down. If I won't say I'm Chinese, I can be Chinese. Man want to be a woman? He can make himself a woman. Woman want to be a man? She can be a man. We got choices now. We do what we want to do. You don't have to live in that box. You do not have to stay in that box. I choose to call myself black. I can choose to call myself African-American. But I choose black. I can choose to call myself Kemetic, Hebrew, Moa, whatever I want to choose myself.
Exactly, right. Now, brother.
And nobody going to beat me and change my mind. Nobody's going to, no white man is going to jump down on me and beat me and make me call myself black.
You said go a ahead. Lot of things, brother. You said a lot of
go
things.
Ahead.
Okay. You said that, you know, if that woman want to say that she's not black, the little girl, she want to say she's not black, that's cool. And, you know, nobody's going to beat her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and anybody can do what they want as far as gender and change their sex and go from male to female, female to male, no problem. Now, the thing is, when it comes to the little black girl saying she was white,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to do that. Nobody's going to, you know, nobody's going to beat, you know, somebody for saying whatever they want to say at this point. You know what I'm saying? That's not on a large scale. It doesn't function like that. And you know that.
But,
so people can
but that's what was happening. That's what was happening in the 1700s.
Right, so you saying just because that's not happening, everything is cool?
No, I ain't saying everything cool.
Okay.
I'm just saying that white supremacy, that shit is over with. That's dead. They used to beat us and force us to do these things. You can't do that. That ain't going down now. If I want to call myself white, I could do that. And no white person is going to beat me and make me call myself black.
Brother Mufasa, I heard 10 seconds. What was that? Elijah, we good?
Yeah, we're good.
None of that. But Brother Mufasa, understand, bro. They don't have to do that. And, they don't have to do that at this point because
at this point,
it doesn't matter how you feel. It's how society treats you unless you want to be cooped up in your house. You know what I'm saying? You can stay in your house and be like, "Yeah, I'm white. I'm do this. I'm do that. I'm a white man, blah, blah, blah." You can do that all day long. Nobody's going to beat you. But when you step
she
outside,
didn't stay in her house.
It's how people treat you. And people looking at her like a fool.
But that's on people. That's their perception. That's their perception. They can perceive her how they want to perceive her. at the end of the day, it's whatever she perceives herself as. And
right.
She perceives herself as a Caucasian woman. And nobody is going
to treated though. People, she's going, she's treated before she opens her mouth. When she walks through the airport or to the store at the mall, she's treated as a black woman before she says anything, a little black girl. And that's how she will be treated no matter what she says, how
it
she
sound like.
Come out. She can say it on Twitter and on Instagram. She can do all of that. But at the end of
so you're gonna treat her like she black too, right? So you're going to treat her like she black too, right?
See, for me, I'm going to treat her with self-respect until otherwise. So I treat other black people with self-respect. I don't treat black people like the system says you should treat black people. You see what I'm saying? That's why this is not even an argument, because part of the code is black people shouldn't even be arguing with each other. You know what I'm saying? That's why I want to stress that this is a conversation I'm having with my brother. You know what I'm saying? But
so you saying you're not going
to... I would treat her with self-respect, not in black in the terms of how society treats black people. I'm going to treat her with self-respect like I treat myself, and go so on and so forth. Do her like I would treat any black woman until
and
I
you the only,
otherwise.
And you're the only person that's going to treat her like that.
No, what are you? No, why would you jump way over there?
I'm finna tell you why I said that. Because if you willing to treat her like that, don't you think others are willing to do the same? Or treat her just like you just said?
No,
I would say so, because she seemed mighty strong in her. She seemed mighty strong in her, opinion of herself. I think if people was like forcibly telling you, "Nah, chick, you was black," and was beating that in her, I don't think she would be so bold and boisterous to come on national TV and be rocking
right.
it. I think by now she might be dead, according to you saying white supremacy is going to force her to say she black. Somebody would have
kicked her
and beat her down.
No, who you going to?
Like, no, you are black. But that's the extreme of white supremacy. Because you said they put them labels on us. In the 1700s, they didn't do that nicely and kindly. A lot of tail whooping went down with that. A lot of murdering went down with all that cases.
Right.
They didn't just come. They didn't just do a poll. They didn't just do a poll and ask us here in America, "Would you guys like to be called black?" That ain't how it went down back then.
Right. We fall in line now, though. We check that black box.
I don't think old girl checks it. She clearly said she's Caucasian. And the white chick who went to the NAACP, she checked the black box. It was black people that called her out on that. Y'all know who I'm talking about, that white woman who was with the NAACP. Black people called her out on that. She checked the black box, even though society said she was white. But she checked the black box. She chose to be what she wanted to be.
Let me say something real fast, and I'm going to back off. I hope, I do hope we are getting recorded, because I did get to set the time, but we'll just keep going. But let me just say something. Here's where the problem is going to come in, because, like you said, Mufasa, things have changed a bit now where, we can say this. You know, everybody is enforcing and pushing the freedom of speech agenda. Mainly is being honored because white people are really wanting to say, "Hey, I have the freedom of speech." So it's mainly being honored mainly because they want it also. Things have changed a bit, like you're saying, we can say these things. We can say, "Yeah, I'm this, I'm that." But here's where the problem is going to come in, where the system ain't got to do those things like you're saying now. That little girl go and apply for a loan or use any type of legal document and say that she's white, they can get her on some type of charge for fraud or anything like that, and they will do that, and they can do that. If you go in and try to say that you something that you are obviously not, they ain't got to come there. She go on Twitter, Dr. Field, and say, "Yeah, I'm this, I'm that." Yeah, she's not breaking the law. at that time. But if she go and start trying to buy a house and all these things, they will guarantee use that against her if she go around talking about she white on these on some legal documents.
Exactly. Do you have some proof of that?
I can pull some proof up because it's proof. That's if you can't lie on legal documents. You can't say
Okay, find me the proof.
It's done every day when people go to court. They pull up all kind of stuff. Even just from my own experience, when they take you to court for any type of thing, they pull up. They bring papers. The papers is there because they gonna say this is this, this is that, this is what you did, this is what you said, this is this. They coming without nothing. So
I challenge you to do this. I challenge both of y'all to do this. Pull up the court cases of Moors in court defending themselves about being called black or Moor. Look that up. And you will see so called black people. They defended themselves and said, "No, I am a Moorish. I am a Moorish American, or I'm a Moor." They can't force you to be what you don't want to be. If you say that you are this, you are what you claim you are.
No, but we talking about how you're treated by society.
It don't matter how you treat it.
It does matter.
That's society's fault.
She's not saying that she's giraffe.
If y'all want to see,
and a Moor, okay, tell me what your definition of a Moor is.
I don't want to get off the subject. I'm just saying that they're not black. I'm just saying that they went in the course and didn't go by the term of black. They said they are Moor.
They don't want to go by the term black.
Black.
Yeah.
They want to change.
It's the term.
They're changing the term from being black to calling themselves more in lieu of a black man, which is that's totally different from saying I'm no longer black. I'm a white person now, or I'm Chinese. That's different.
So what y'all saying is, no matter what they say that they more, they black. That's what y'all saying, right?
I'm saying they classified as black. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is that what y'all saying?
I'm saying
he said what he said, and I can explain in more detail what I'm saying.
But yeah, all right. Yeah.
I just asked the question. If they say that they more, are they more or are they black?
Answer me that,
then I'll step back. If they go on the court and they say they are more, they are more. Roger, are they more or are they black?
To me, they're a black person that don't want to be called black. They want to be called more.
So you gonna say they black?
Which still means black person. I don't mind calling them more if they come to me personally
but
and say,
you,
"Hey,
they black."
Would you? But they are. Yeah, they are.
So you being like the white supremacist? You forcing them to be what they telling you they're not.
I'm not forcing them to be anything. That's
you perceiving them as black.
I'm not forcing them to be black. Although I may just give them the identification of black because I'm identifying them with black. If they want to say, "Hey, Latanya, I'm more or whatever,"
I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, that's not a problem.
And I can call them more, and I don't have a problem with that. I'm saying this to see them. I would identify them as a black person because they look like a black person. So that's what I would identify them with.
But they telling you that they more. So that's something wrong with you that you identify them as black.
It's not nothing wrong with me because I've clearly already said that.
All right, okay.
If they come, I don't know if they're considering themselves more or black. If they come to me and say, "Hey, could you call me more? I'm a more." That's fine.
But on the inside, you chuckling, saying, "Nah, you black for real. I'm going to call you more. I'm going to respect you." But on the inside, they black to you because you perceive them as black.
Where do you get chuckling from?
On the inside, you are going to call them black. You just said that.
What is okay,
on the inside?
Before,
on the inside,
you before she knows there's more. So you telling me on the inside?
So y'all ain't gonna answer the direct question. On the inside, are you calling him black or not?
Something you don't want to address it. So you saying I want to get that out there because you have a you do this a lot. You try
right.
to turn you turn the energy when you
down,
do that.
Bro.
It's like
okay, you're not chuckling. You're not chuckling. Is that better? Is that better? That make you feel comfortable?
No,
you're not chuckling.
You're still trying to be funny. Go ahead, man.
I'm not trying to be funny. I just asked the question. Nobody want to answer the question.
I'm back up for a minute. Go ahead.
Relax. Let me ask this question, Toy. Now we talking about
y'all ain't answered my question though.
Which
I got to answer y'all, but ain't nobody gonna answer my question.
You asked,
okay, you
like,
said he a mower.
You
said he a mower. I just want to make sure I'm clear. If the man say he a mower, to you he's a mower. Right, Brother Kale?
He's a mower.
And I'm just asking Raiju the same question. If the man say he's a mower, Raiju, is he a mower or is he black? Just give me a straight up answer.
I don't know.
Just a quick answer so we can move on.
I don't know right
okay.
now.
She don't know. She's entitled to that to say I don't know.
Cool.
Now, we talking about is white supremacy dead? Now, answer me this. And before I ask this question, I got to ask two pre-questions, right?
Oh,
Have you been outside of St. Louis? Or have you been outside of Missouri? Let's start there.
Am I outside of St. Louis?
Have you ever traveled outside of the state of Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been outside the country?
No.
Okay, so I asked that just for context with the next question. Would you say based on what you know where you've been, everywhere on the planet where white and black exist, the white people dominate, control the resources, and subjugate the black people of that particular society situation? Would you say that black people are in power wherever there's a black and white? I'm sorry, would you say that white people are in power wherever there's a black and white dynamic?
All right, now what I need you to do is that last question, ask me it again, because that sounds like three questions in one.
Okay.
So I got to ask about five questions. Give me the last one again.
The last one again, okay. Is this true or false? Everywhere on the planet where white and black people exist,
yeah,
the white people are in control of the resources and they dominate the black people or, you know, dark-skinned people, whatever they call themselves, of that particular region, area, city, country. Would you say that's true?
No.
No, okay. Where on the planet is that not true? Where white and black people exist, the white people are not on top socially, economically, and the black people are at the bottom.
Ghana
is what? That's majority black, right?
Ghanaian. Dark folk.
Right. Right. Now, are there white, percentage, are there white people in Ghana?
I'm sure there might be a few lingering around.
But you saying the white people,
the black people control their government.
Gotcha. And you don't think if, let's say, France or Great Britain had a reason to go in there, they couldn't go in there and overtake Ghana? Or the United States, for that matter. If they had a reason. And then I'll leave it at that. We can move on.
If they wanted to, could they? Is that
right.
What you said? Sure.
There you go. Okay. Now, that's another example. So they're still under the subject of white supremacy. And if there was somebody in Ghana that was the president of that country that the white supremacists didn't like, they could easily go in and kick him out.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
So now, just because their threat is big enough that they could if they wanted to, that means that they under white supremacy.
Yeah, they're subject to it, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Do that make sense? Or we got to talk about Libya? You say, okay, that don't make sense?
No.
Like, that don't make sense?
No.
The white supremacists wanted to go into Libya?
Just because you could, that don't mean you are under the thumb of white supremacy. Now, if you get attacked, then that's a different story.
That's a different story
at that point.
That's the same story.
You got the if factor in there. If they want it, if they could. It's a if. You talking hypothetical. You're not saying that they are. You ain't saying that it has happened. That's what's taking place right now in Ghana. You saying if. That's a if. What if that never happened?
Now, what I'm saying is the white people, put it like this. You probably not going to find too many poor white people in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Put it like
this. Might not find too many at all.
Right. So show me a situation. This is what I'm saying. Show me a situation where white and black exist, where the population, you know, maybe a little more even, where the white people don't rule. Or it ain't even got to be even. Look
America.
At South Africa.
America.
America. So you saying the white supremacists don't rule America?
No.
You say no.
I say no.
Okay. Now, do you know how many sentences we have? Like, I mean, I don't know where you want to start. We ain't even got to talk about, like, who would you say, see, this is why I'm saying I like to ask questions. I know we might not be on, but I like to ask questions. So,
yeah,
who would you say controls a society? You say the people, or am I mistaken? You say
the
people?
Yeah, the people.
The people control the society.
Mm-hmm.
And the people elect who they want in office, right?
Yeah.
Now, the majority of the United States senators are white, black, Asian, or Hispanic?
White.
Okay. So if the people run the country and they elect the politicians, most of them are white. Okay, now most of your governors of these states, are they white, black, Chinese, or Hispanic?
Sake of argument, white.
No, that's not for sake of argument because we got the facts. I'll just tell
you. Okay, white, white.
Can do it, don't, there you go.
White,
okay.
White.
And where else do you want to go? I mean, we can break it down to mayors.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them white.
Okay.
So is it safe to say the power lies in white control based on that? That's real simple. You know, that's 1 + 1 + 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's simple. So they hold the power.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Now, they hold the power. So we know white people control most of the power. Now,
mm-hmm.
there are some problems based on how black people are treated. Or would you agree with that? Wait, let me ask you this. Questions. Are black people and white people treated the same as a group? We know there's exceptions to every rule, but are we saying pretty much things are fair in the way black people and white people are treated? Now, before you answer, bro, it's not about who's right or wrong. If you agree, like, it's not even about that. I'm just asking a question, but for the sake of argument, don't just disagree. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to come to the truth here.
Come on with it.
Right. So the question is, based on how you've been treated, what you've seen, your experience, are black people and white people pretty much treated the same in, as far as we're represented in the news, as far as, you know, the resources are distributed.
Or resources.
Know, even as money, land, businesses, industries are pretty much distributed, you know, evenly or, as, you know, as far as they could be. Education-wise, we have, you know, we can look at justice-wise. It's pretty much even as far as the jail system go. You know, black and white people are punished the same. There's really not too many discrepancies. Is that the case? You know what I'm saying? Is that how it is? Is basically, you know, black and white people are treated pretty much the same in America based on the people who run the country?
No.
Okay. That is an example of white supremacy. If you have white people ruling, who the people have elected that have made the laws and set the policies, based on that, they're treating black people differently, according to, you know what I'm saying, according to what you just said. So now, if that's true, then we got to figure out why, you know, why haven't black people done anything, or why hasn't that changed? You see what I'm saying? Why is that the case? Even though, like I say, the two questions I asked was, when did it die? When did white supremacy die? And when did it die? And the other question was, question, I can't remember of it. But when was it die is important, because if you said it died in 1935, then that means, what have we been doing these last 80
doing
years?
What we wanted, doing what we want to do.
Right. So therefore,
as a whole.
Right. Right. So if we didn't follow the plan, that means there's still a need for a plan. That means the system is still going. Although there was a plan laid out, since black people didn't follow it, that plan has, I mean, the system has evolved and, you know, refined itself, and we still need a plan.
So because we didn't follow the plan, that means that white supremacy evolved because we didn't follow the plan.
There you go.
Instead of just saying we didn't follow the plan, and that's why we ain't got ahead. Things haven't changed for us because we haven't followed the plan. Why don't we just accept the blame of we didn't follow the plan? If we, what would have happened if we would have followed the plan? So I mean, that was the if for you. That was the if for if we would have followed the plan, how would things be different for us? Do you think they would be different for us? Or do you think it'd be the same?
I think it would be the same, because here's the thing we got to understand, bro. Why do we all have to be in a particular religion? Like,
we don't have to be in a particular religion.
Right. So, but part of Elijah's plan was praying to Allah. You dig what I'm saying? So it does. That's not necessary. See, that was just one of the ways to uplift black people in that time.
And right, but it's not necessary.
Perfect.
But it's not necessary.
No, it
you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
Right.
You could just join the nation and nation be. You know, with your economics. Be a part of the numbers as far as strengthening your community. As far as protecting your community. You don't have to pray to Allah. But as far as taking your money and putting it with your own people, that's what you're supposed to be doing. and you should be protecting your own people. You shouldn't be going. If everybody was on the same plan and we did that, we wouldn't be taking our money and spending it with other people. We wouldn't be taking our money to Chinese people, to Chinese wig shops. We wouldn't be letting Chinese people slap women around and do nothing about it. Now, in fact, they wouldn't even be in our communities. You going in?
Right, I understand that. Now, what about a black person who doesn't particularly like joining organizations or something? Like, what does, like, how does that have to do? I mean, you know, what does that have to do with him being treated?
When
you
don't join,
to do that to defeat white supremacy, to
yes,
join a particular
because,
religion.
Yes,
no,
not religion, not religion, but organization. Yes, because you have to get organized. And that's what being in an organization is about. Organized organization, them two go together. You don't have to have the same religion, but you do have to get organized. So you have to join an organization. Just like this white supremacist stuff you're talking about, at some point in time, that's the same as an organization. That's organized. They was organized. They were organized.
Watch this, though. We privy to history. All black organizations have been infiltrated. By who? Other black people. The FBI sends, the CIA, who else?
Yeah.
This is known fact. So
yeah.
We don't need to join.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold up. I'm glad you said that.
To solve the
I'm glad. Problem. Who? So just because they infiltrated, did that make them right in what they was doing? Or did it make them weak?
No.
I think it made them weak.
Yes, they're very weak.
So
that's the whole thing. White supremacy is.
So whose fault is that? That's their fault for being weak and doing it.
No, but what it is they've deceived the people. Like, that's the whole thing. They're strong in the belief they push, the mindset they got us in. They're strong in that aspect. But when you peel back the layers.
Would you do that? Would you infiltrate? Would you infiltrate an organization and topple it and bring it down, help to bring it down? Would you do that?
Hell no. What type of question is that? Hell no.
Well, and why not? Because you're not weak, right?
I mean,
so what I'm getting at when I say that is the ones who did that was weak, that's them. That ain't the white man forcing them. They was just weak.
Tori, you got to understand. And we can't.
And if we, and as soon as we get, as we have to judge them. We have to judge them. They weak.
We
can't keep making excuses for them. We can't keep making excuses for people who for our own people who infiltrate our organizations to help bring it down. That's making an excuse for them. No, they weak. That's why I asked you, would you do something like that? And you stood and roared and said, no, you wouldn't.
But
you got these weaklings that do it.
Because they have the resources. You don't understand. The white supremacists have the resources to buy
to bring
Negroes off.
So can you be bought?
That's bulk. The whole thing.
Can you be bought?
No, but I don't know the circumstances.
But others can. But weak ones can. But weak ones can be bought. But weak ones can be bought.
I'm saying no, but, bruh.
But you're possible. You're saying no, but now you're saying but it's possible.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying I wouldn't do it, but I don't know people's situation and anything like that. But I'm saying is.
So would you do it?
No, I wouldn't do a lot of things. But what I'm
there
saying,
you go. You saying no, but you giving them an excuse because you didn't know their situation.
Amen.
Who cares about their situation? Who cares about their situation?
That's how the system.
Who cares about their situation?
No, we got to care because...
I don't care about that weak mindset. If you cross me, you weak. If you cross my people, you weak. And that's the attitude we got to take with them.
I agree.
Who cares about their situation? At some point, we have to cut these weak folks off. Quit giving them excuses.
We do.
You just sit there and said, no, you would not. You know you wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. Person that'll betray us and do that, they weak. Who cares about that? They are weak, and they got to go.
Well,
I tell you all, give me 30 seconds. I'll be right back. Roger, hold it down for me.
All right. Roger, you there? Hello. Are we still on? Hello.
Yeah, y'all still on.
Oh, we still on. All right. Yeah, see, but I'm like, we kind of veered off. I ain't really wanna go there, but I understand what he's saying, and I said that earlier that, yes, we will have to deal with the people that portray black society. We just got to have a mechanism in place to punish them. Right now, we don't have a mechanism. We don't have nothing in place to reward
folks
that do us right. No, bro, I agree with you saying when it comes to the people that portray black society, we need a mechanism to punish them. You dig what I'm saying?
We have
to
check it out. Let me
have a mechanism of reward as well. So
the reward.
We got to have one to reward people that do right by us, black people, and then we got to have one to punish the folks that try to sabotage and sell us out. But
so we got to get them a nigga trinket to get them to act right. We got to reward them.
We
got
to
get them a nigga trinket.
That's part of it. Unfortunately, that's part of the game until we get beyond that materialism. Once we get beyond that and fuck all this shit, then
if we can reward them. If we can reward them and they in it for a financial gain or the reward of, you know, just the satisfaction of getting a reward, then somebody else, the enemy, can reward them just as great. You got to be in this for the passion. This got to be in your soul. You can't be about a reward. And until we start training our youth like that and breeding that foolishness up out of us, we're going to always be in the situation we're in. That mindset has to be bred up out of us.
Right, but exactly. And one of the ways you bred it up out of the people is you give them
an stop making excuses.
We got to be real. Some people need an incentive to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Even if you just, let's say, even
your
if you
incentive
just do the
should
right,
be the liberation of your
even
people.
Even if you just do the right thing by the people, and then you get rewarded after. Like, you weren't even thinking about that, but that's part of the subconscious reward, which is what people do when people hold it down for them. You get some type of incentive. It's like you went above and beyond for the people.
Brother
so, boom, we appreciate. And that's just part of how you, you know, keep things
moving. Shouldn't your reward,
and motivate the people.
But shouldn't your reward be the liberation of your people? Shouldn't that be a big enough reward?
Right, but people, like, we just talking now because people don't even know what liberation is. Everybody don't want liberation like that.
There you go. Now, see, there you go. Everybody don't want it. People want to do what they want to do. That's the thing. Now, like you say, now we getting somewhere. Everybody don't want it. They want what they want self-gratification. It ain't that they doing stuff because the white supremacy man is forcing them to do it. Is they doing stuff because they want self-gratification. They want what's best for them. They ain't thinking about the whole organization.
Right, that's black and white people. They program their people to do the same thing. White people about self-gratification and all that. But the difference is with them, they stay on code. They know the game when it comes to this racial code, and that's where we fail. So what I'm saying is they have their little bickering beefs with each other, too. It's not all gravy over there, too. Like, we got to understand that they have their infighting, and they can be infiltrated as well. We can use people who are on code to see what's going on with them. You dig what I'm saying? But everybody's different, and like I say, we just need the small number that's on code. But the system does exist. But I'm going to hold on. Let me see. I'm going to move on. So now, would you say that Tamir Rice was an example of white supremacy? Now, keep in mind how they did him in the media, how they did his family in the media, his old dude in the media. Peep how the cop got off, and peep how just recently the cop was rehired for killing Tamir Rice. I'm talking about hopping out. So would you say that's white supremacy, or what would you say? If it's not white supremacy, what is that?
I'm not sure.
Now you sure? Now are we on record? I don't. You saying you not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Did you see the video?
Yep, I saw the video.
And you not sure if that's white supremacy?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm gonna just leave that there.
Look like an individual. Look like it's an individual case.
Okay, I'm gonna
isolated
leave
case. So that's not white supremacy to me. That's an isolated case. Just like somebody, and I just got to put it out there like that, just like somebody from his family could have rolled up and got some vengeance. That's an isolated situation.
So
white supremacy, white supremacy to me is when them white boys come through and lock down the whole flock of black folks.
Right. See,
that's
you waiting on that.
That's when you supreme.
Right,
over
that's what
something.
You waiting
I'm
on.
Not, I'm not waiting on that. I'm just saying that's how white supremacy was established.
Right, so look, we gotta slow down, bro. This is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I was telling,
slow
I
back
was
down.
Telling Rising Star, we got to slow down because we got to pay attention to words and what was being said so we can follow and come to the truth. Now, you said the Tamir Rice was an isolated incident.
Yep.
Okay, now isolated means well, it doesn't like. What do you mean when you say isolated? I mean
it happened to one kid, to one black kid, in at that time in Cleveland. I'm saying it didn't. It wasn't like all the black children was rounded up by a bunch of white supremacists. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So I'm gonna just leave that there. You say that was an isolated incident that doesn't happen to black kids all the time, or a lot. Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you saying that was an isolated incident. Boom. Now, Philando Castile of Minnesota, he had the license to carry. They had the video. Was that white supremacy, or what was that?
Hello.
Isolated incident.
So there's another isolated incident.
Yep, got caught slipping by an enemy.
Nah, wait, hold on.
Isolated incident.
He got caught slipping
by an enemy.
Who is the enemy?
Hold on. Let me see what it is.
I guess you don't want.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
The enemy was the enemy to his black race. What?
See, here's the thing, though.
You want me, what you're trying to add, what you're trying to say is, yes, because we have a enemy.
I'm not trying to
enemy,
say nothing.
That's
how
not.
You telling me? No,
okay,
telling
come
me
on. Go ahead, finish.
No, I asked you who was the enemy, and then I was waiting on the answer.
Anything outside his race.
So, okay. So you saying Tamir Rice's enemy was anything outside his race, or?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So if that's true, would that make Philando Castile wasn't a police officer that shot him the enemy? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
which
that
one
was,
we talking about?
Yeah, he got caught slipping
by
an enemy.
So Tamir Rice got caught slipping by the enemy too.
That's right.
Okay. Eric Garner got caught slipping by the enemy.
That's right.
Okay. And all three of these were the black young boy and two black men.
Right.
You said they got killed by the enemies. It was these were people classified as white that killed them.
I think Philando's guy was he wasn't white, he was something else. This guy, Philando, was another.
Yeah, I think he was like Mexican or Asian or something. He was something else.
He classified as white.
And then I think the guy who choked Eric Garner, I think he was Puerto Rican.
Those are white people, bro.
Okay, well, yep. That's what you want to classify them as.
So, but even still, so you saying the Puerto Rican and Mexican or whoever, that's the enemy to black people.
There you go.
Okay, and we don't have no friends.
No.
Got you. I agree with that. Now. So we already established that the white people are in power in America.
So, all right. She wants to get some extra guests to talk.
Yeah. Did we establish that?
All right, say it again.
I was saying that we established that the white people are in control of America. Based on the government, the senators, the people elect the people, you know, the people elect the government officials.
Yeah, because by the numbers, they are, it's more of them than in control. Yeah.
Got it.
They ain't run it all by themselves, but it's more of them in control than outside of whites. But they not doing it all themselves.
Right. Got you. But, yeah, but they in control and majority, quote-unquote, rules.
And I mean, that's what, yeah.
Okay, got you. Now, let me ask you this. This is just, you know, this ain't no trick question, none. Is Hollywood a racist institution? Meaning, now, if you need clarification, that's what I'm saying. If you
give me some clarification.
Okay, is Hollywood a racist institution? By that I mean, do they project, you know, white is pure, white is bright, white is the good guy, and do they demonize, criminalize, you know, black people? They overhype. Racial stereotypes, all this type of stuff, and especially, but more in particular, they demonize and criminalize black people through Hollywood. Is that true or false by what you see?
100% to the left or right, you saying? All the way, one way or the other?
No. I'm saying it's always accepted. No. I'm not saying. I'm saying for the most part. And the part of that question is, too, no, go ahead. I'll just let you answer that. I'll ask my second part. Is Hollywood a racist institution? Meaning, do they practice racism through movies by, you know, criminalizing and demonizing black people, showing a lot of black death, black people get killed first, blah, blah, blah? Or is it a racist institution from what you see and know about movies?
No.
You say no. Okay.
I say no.
Gotcha. Do black actors complain about opportunities and lack of representation in Hollywood?
Yes. Some do.
Gotcha. And why do you think that is?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is due to racism, white supremacy.
maybe they should be making maybe they should stop trying to be in Hollywood. Maybe they should make their own movies. Maybe they should get with their own people to make their own. Why are we trying to get in Hollywood? Why do we need Hollywood? Why are you fighting to get in the system? Why are we fighting to get in the system that, by your terms, you ain't said if it's racist or not. But why are we even fighting it? But I'm assuming by your question that you assume it's racist.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
full of white folks. So why are we complaining about that? Why don't we just do our own thing?
But that's because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about is the system. We're talking about is does white supremacy exist? Is it dead? Is it dying? That's what we're talking about. So
but
we run into
the white supremacy.
No, this is what I'm saying. No. What I'm saying is you said it was dead. That's why I didn't want to get too far into this. But you said it was dead, mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to show examples of how it's alive as well.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so you almost at the finish line. You finna give me some more.
No. Man, I got tons of more examples, but...
Okay, give me some more. Come on with it.
You tell me. No. You tell me. You say, is it dead?
You know why it's dead? We don't have to be in Hollywood. I've answered a lot of your questions. I need you to answer some of mine. At least answer me one.
Yeah.
My question is, if you say it's still alive and well, how will you know that it's over? Because I think I asked you that before. You said you'll know white supremacy is dead when they're not in power. So I asked you the question, how will you know that they're not in power? Can you answer that question to me?
I can answer that. But based on what you... Now, I'm going to answer that. But I'm going to say this. To me, that question is rooted in a lot of uncertainty and doubt and a little bit of fear, too. Because what you're asking is, what will it look like when the white supremacists are no longer in charge?
I just asked a simple question. Will you know that they're not in power? That's a simple question.
It's not like a snap of the finger, but what I sent in the text was...
So you don't know?
It'll be... Huh?
So you don't know, or you finna tell me of how...
Yeah.
You finna tell me, okay.
Yeah, ask the question one more time so I'm clear.
Mm-hmm.
Ask it one more time for me so I'm clear.
How will you know that the white supremacists are no longer in power?
Okay. Because justice will be produced. But what I'm saying is there's no... Justice will be produced. Yeah.
That's how you'll know. And what's this justice?
But it's not.
What
but see,
you're
looking for like, no. See, you're looking for something.
I'm just asking questions. Like you said, you was asking me questions. Asking you questions.
Got it.
Answer the question.
All right. What's the next one? Now, I said when justice will be produced. Now, what was your next question?
What type of justice will be produced?
All right. This is what I'm saying. Justice in the simplest form is everybody that needs constructive help gets the help, and nobody is mistreated. Now, I'm going to say that again. Everybody that needs help, that needs constructive help, gets that help, and nobody is mistreated. Now, with that being said...
I got another question, unless you finna expound on that some more.
Yeah, I'm finna expound on that real quick. Just real quick. Now, that is that's a broad statement. It's two statements. It may be kind of broad, but the thing is, we've been under these conditions for so long, our mind can't even fathom what it'll be like to see actual justice on this planet, because as far as we know, through our recorded history, there's always been some type of conflict. You dig what I'm saying? So when I say that, you have to really have the mind to kind of expand beyond the scope. You dig what I'm saying?
Because so when is that gonna happen? When is that gonna happen?
No. That's the thing. So it's not. You gotta understand, bro.
I just want a simple answer to the question. You said justice will be served to all these people and everyone. Everyone will get justice. Now, how is that going to happen? Like this white supremacist system that you're talking about?
Right.
How is it going to all of a sudden fall apart and die? You know, and all this justice get distributed throughout the world. How is that going to happen?
How is that going to happen?
Yep.
That's going to happen by the people who are righteous and aware, conscious, not scared to die, willing to fight for, you know, what's right. We'll take care of that. But what I'm trying to say.
White people and black people or just black people? You're talking about all races of people, right?
It's whoever wants to get down with the program of making sure the people
right.
who need the most constructive help get it. Whoever's down with that program, you dig what I'm saying?
All the people.
And
all right.
I don't know. I'm saying whoever's down with nobody being mistreated. And whoever needs the most help gets that help. But like I'm saying, Toy, I mean.
So that sounds like any race. That sounds like any race. That sounds like you saying any race. Because you're saying whoever's down with that. That sounds like it could be white people, black people, Chinese people, all types of people. Because you said whoever's down with that. Right? Whoever's down with that. That means white folks too.
If they can behave, be truthful, and get down with that, yeah. I mean, but you know what I'm saying?
So now,
like, but that's no concern. You know, that should be none of our concern. We're trying to get the white supremacists out of power. So we're not
how
concerned
we gonna,
about
how
all
we
that.
How gonna get them out of power? How are they gonna get
right.
out of power?
Now we're asking the question.
Because it sounds like to me, you saying how they gonna get out of power. Is when all the groups of people come together. That's how they're going to get out of power. Okay, well, how are they going to get out of power then?
What I'm saying is the people who are down for justice will get them out of power. As simple as that. But like I'm saying, bro, these are hypotheticals and...
All people. You saying all people, the righteous people. That mean they ain't got no color. Just righteous people, period, is going to come together and get the white supremacists out of power. And then
right,
when they out of power.
What you're doing is you're asking me some questions that I honestly can't answer, but your questions are rooted in the unknown. You're asking... When the white supremacists are no longer in power, when is that going to happen? What is it going to look like? What I'm going to be doing? Like, these are questions that I can't really answer, bro.
So that means if you can't answer
it, it doesn't matter. Like,
so that means if you can't answer it, if you can't answer those questions, then you will never know. If you're saying right now, I don't know. You don't know. So you're going in circles.
All I asked you
was how will you know that these white people are out of power? But now you're telling me that
because our minds can't fathom it,
our minds can't picture it, we're not gonna know. But first you said it was all the righteous people was gonna come together and basically overtake the white people. But we ain't gonna know how that look like because we can't fathom what that type of world is like.
You just know. It's because it's not going to be like one day you don't know, then the next day you know. It doesn't go like that. These things happen in waves. That's what I'm saying. We have to slow down. White supremacy has been around, like I say, since the late, at least, this is conservative, at least the late 1700s. So we're talking about 200 years. It's going to take at least that to get up out of this. You
at
dig
least
what I'm saying?
200 more years.
I mean,
at
who
least
knows?
200 more years.
It could happen overnight.
It could be 1,000 years, according to you.
It could be, but it could be 15 minutes, too.
I'm
it could
say
be 15
no.
minutes, too.
No, white supremacy is dead. The plan was laid
but you're
out.
Not saying,
like,
you're not saying
I'm finna tell you right now how it's dead. The plan was laid out, like I told you, by Elijah Muhammad. The plan was laid out of how to end white supremacy. When Elijah Muhammad was sent to black people in America, that was our messenger to tell us how to alleviate white supremacy. Some of us listen. The majority of us do not listen. And that's why we still going through the stuff that we going through now, because we don't listen to our own messenger who told us, stop dealing with other folks. Deal with your own kind. Build your own resources. Love your brother. Love your sister. Respect your parents. Marry your wife. Stop drinking. Stop smoking. All this type of stuff that our messenger told us to do, as a whole, we don't listen. Only a small few. Now, you also said that all it's going to take is a small few. You said that. So if all it takes is a small few, and a small few of us are listening to the messenger, then white supremacy is dead. Because you said all it takes is a small few. Well, we got a small few. We don't need the whole, because that's what you said. We don't need the whole. So later for the whole, a small few of us are listening to the messenger, and we moving past white supremacy. We got the message, we got the blueprint, and we sticking to that code. If other black people don't want to get on board, that's on them. But to the small few that's on code and going by the message that was sent to us, white supremacy is dead, because we doing our own thing. We ain't concerned about white supremacy. We moving on. Our messenger came to us and told us what we supposed to be doing. And that's what we focusing on, our messenger. That's point blank why white supremacy is dead. The option, the door is open. The doors of the church is open. All black folks got to do is come on and walk through that door. If you don't walk through that door, hey, keep on sitting up trying to wonder, why are we going through this? Why are things still the same in the black community? Because we ain't doing what our messenger told us to do. That's why things the way they still are in the black community. I'll wait on your rebuttal.
Right. Now, I just got questions, bro. I just got questions. So, now, what was Elijah plan for?
In a nutshell, the plan was for black people in North America. And that plan was for us to have our own. Now, because I'm on the road, which if you give me a few minutes, we can sit down and go over that whole plan in detail. But in a nutshell, the plan is for black people to do their own thing.
Right.
Separate from white people. Separate.
Why? Why
from
do we
white
need to separate? Why do we need to separate
because,
from white folks?
I'm going to tell you why. Because we need to be doing our own thing. How are we going to do our own thing if we still laid up, holding hands and skipping and kumbaya with white folks? How are we going to have our own? That's not our own. Our own means just that. Our own.